This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. If you happen to be hanging out at the Mill Valley Film Festival, have a look at the sky, and you'll notice how clear and fresh the air is on the coast. But head farther inland or further south, and a thick blanket of smog hovers overhead. California is home to the worst air pollution in the country, most of it caused by the millions of cars on the road. For the past three decades, the state has been trying to clear the air by requiring all vehicles to pass a smog test. The test is a breeze for most car owners, but for others whose cars don't pass, it can be a heavy financial burden and an emotional time, leading to frustration and sometimes rage.
I was helping a customer with her vehicle. She was missing certain paperwork, so I explained to her what she needed. She wasn't happy, but you know, she turned around and started to walk away. And as I turned around to talk to my coworker, Cynthia, she threw the clipboard at my head.
That was Isabel Sanchez, who works with customers at the California Customer Assistance Program, otherwise known as CAP. The CAP program buys polluting cars from their owners to get them off the road and gives them a check in return. KALW's Daniel Moore bid farewell to his own smog-producing car and brought us along for the ride.
This is the sound of my car idling in the parking lot of the Pick and Pull Auto Dismantler in the industrial neighborhood of East Oakland near the Oakland Coliseum. I'm here to sell my beat-up 1998 Subaru Outback to the state of California as part of the Consumer Assistance Program, or CAP for short. The program buys cars that don't pass smog for $1,000, or $1,500 if the owner is low income. The state wants polluting cars off the road for good. And the money, of course, is a big incentive for car owners. It's definitely why I'm here today, ready to collect my check. I head to the front office.
My name is Gregory Stewart. I'm the regional manager for the North Bay region.
I follow Stewart to the customer service desk and put my name on the waiting list for the CAP program.
Number two for this morning, not bad. Yeah.
I can't wait until this car is someone else's problem. But I have some time to kill, so I go check things out around the pick and pull. There are cars everywhere. It's a giant football field full of vehicles in various states of decay. Some cars are missing windows, others doors, hoods, seatbelts, even engines. Pick and Pull makes most of its money by buying used cars for up to $600 and then scrapping them for parts. To keep costs down, customers have to remove parts themselves. The lot is already bustling with customers carrying all kinds of tools to scavenge the parts they need. But my car won't be picked apart like prey. Instead,
we crush it and we ship it over to Schnitzer Steel, which is our parent company, and they'll shred it down and send it off and make it out of rebar.
Crushed and melted into rebar. That's the punishment for my car and thousands of others that fail the smog test. It seems a fitting punishment for a car that's cost me $7,000 and two engine replacements. But let me put the brakes on my negativity for just a minute. I imagine not everyone is as excited as I am to kiss their car goodbye. Isabel Sanchez works at the front desk at the pick and pull and sees a lot of customers. I ask her if anyone ever gets emotional.
Yeah, I have a lot of people crying. It's really sad because a lot of them will have it for years and you know, they'll take pictures and kind of sit in it for a while and, you know, we let them. But yeah, they do cry.
Then there are others like me.
Yes, they basically say good riddance and they leave without looking back.
That's right. I'm looking forward. Forward to the time when they crush my car like a pancake. I sit in the waiting room until my name is called.
That's your check. And then this little piece of paper here is your release of liability.
I sign on the line, and finally, I'm free of that piece of junk.
$1,000.
Woo! Cha-ching! $1,000. I wonder what people do with their money. I ask Sanchez.
Usually I'll hear they're going to buy a new, towards a new car or just to spend it on the kids. That's usually what I hear. Lots of family people here.
All I can think about at this point is my car being crushed. I want to see it. So Stewart takes me on a behind-the-scenes tour. We walk to a huge car lot, busy with activity. Mechanics are preparing cars for the scrapyard. draining oil and gasoline and removing copper wires and tires, all of which can be recycled for profit. What's left of the cars go on blocks out in the scrapyard, but not my car and others in the CAP program. Their fate is the crusher. Stewart describes the preparation.
Now what he's going to do is he's going to put it on the backstop and he's going to crush the sides in. He's taking the forks right now and going to poke the sides in so that when he put it in the crusher, it collapses easier.
I can see my car waiting in the line to be crushed. It's already been forklifted on top of a stack of cars, but I can't get close to the machine. Stewart says it's too dangerous. Instead, we watch from a distance as the cars get smashed.
And see, he's crushed one car, or is that two? He has two cars in the crusher that he just crushed. Now the top is going up. Now he'll probably put a third car in there and then crush it before he takes those out and put them on this stack over here.
I ask Stewart why Pick and Pull participates in the state program.
The state is the one that gives the money out. We're just the middle person. But the weight of the car, when we ship it out, we get paid for the weight of the car. So that's pretty much our benefit from it. Whatever the going scrap price is at that time, that's what we get for it. Our feelings is getting cars off the road that has bad emissions helps the emission problem.
The program does make an impact. According to its yearly report, the CAP program retired almost 27,000 vehicles in California between 2012 and 2013, and it's estimated to have eliminated over 5,000 tons of emissions from the atmosphere. On my way out, I run into another CAP customer who's waiting for his check from Sacramento.
Hello. Hi, my name is Robert Spencer. I have a vehicle for the retirement program.
Okay, go ahead and print your name right here on the list. Have a seat outside and we'll call you in shortly.
Spencer explains that 2 years ago, the check engine light came on in his wife's car. She had had the car for 17 years.
They wanted $1,600 to repair the check engine light. I figured that repairs would cost way more than it's worth doing, so we decided to retire the vehicle this year.
He describes his car.
Well, it's a green 95 Cadillac SLS, 32-valve North Star. It has all the things that caddies usually have. I have the rims on it and have the gold package on it.
Spencer's name is called. I ask Spencer if he knows what's going to happen to his car.
Not exactly. I'm pretty sure they'll scrap it out for parts. Somebody might do the repairs and sell it. You know, you never know what these guys are going to do.
I tell Spencer what they're actually going to do. Crush it, smash it, and melt it down into unrecognizable rebar.
Oh, that's what they're going to do? That's a shame, crushing this nice engine. I love the engine. It's got good horsepower, and it always ran good. Never had any problems with the engine.
As he hands over the keys to his car, I ask if he has any last words.
Goodbye, Caddy. You served me well. I love you, but I got to say goodbye.
Parting is such sweet sorrow. Well, for some of us. For CrossCurrents, this is Daniel Moore.